Hey, what's up? It's been some time. Been a couple months, I believe. I mean, podcast has still been up and running, but it's been a while since I've recorded something. There's a lot of reason behind that. So if there's a clicking sound with this audio, all you have to do is just turn it down. I have my Jabra headphones, and I think that's my way. I think that's Apple's way of trying to get me to buy AirPods. I'm not going to buy AirPods because I love Jabras. Jabra is it's spelled Jabra. I'm a person that is not so much for sound, but more function. Like the more I can use them, hands-free, the better. So they're a really, really good pair of headphones. I would say they would even rival the Apple, with the exception of having all the voice come out of Apple. But regardless, what's up? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Battles podcast. I'm back. And it's permanent. Where do I start? Where do I start? This episode is going to be called somewhere around the lines of battling my own mortality, or finding my way through the end of my life, basically. Because for the long time, I'm just gonna be out honest. I've been through a lot of shit in the last couple months. A lot of suicidal ideology, a lot of just tragedy, mental and emotional tragedy has happened in the last couple of months with me. I don't think this is part of it, but May 24th, I believe it was. I got to tell you about this because it was insane. May 24th, I work outside, right? And we already fight dehydration as it is. We're bariatric. We fight dehydration as it is. So do our best to stay hydrated. Well, I found out the fucking hard way why. Usually when I'm dehydrated, my stomach will tighten up and I'll start having cramps, and just I'll like be doubled over. I mean, I will collapse in pain in my stomach until I get water in me. Didn't happen this time. This time I got really dizzy. I had low, so really low sodium, so my blood pressure dropped to a pretty dangerous level. And I was very dehydrated, and I like hit the floor at work and went into a seizure. And during that seizure, apparently, there was a moment where I stopped breathing, my eyes rolled back in my head. Pretty crazy. But what was even more crazy about that is the fact that it happened. It could have been prevented. And was just a warning sign. And I think it was at that point I realized how much I do not want to die. That's the thing, and I've always said this. I've always said that if you sit around and try to do better, try to make something better out of your life, you may end up experiencing some type of life-changing situation to make you change. And sometimes that life-changing situation, you might not survive. Great example. Back in, I'm gonna say 1999, I had moved back here from Australia. I lived in Las Vegas for 4 years, 3 or 4 years, and then I moved back to Salt Lake just in time to, see an old friend of mine before him and another friend of mine got into a car and were killed in an accident because my one friend fell asleep at the wheel and they hit a concrete pilaster and it killed my other friend. That was a life-changing moment for him that didn't change his life. He went into depression, very sad situation. I did my best to help him and save him for those 20 years, and didn't really help. I was supposed to be in that car. Yeah. They had asked me to go and hang out with him the night before. Which tells you I should have been in the car. So two situations could have happened, and either can have been me driving, since I'm the only motherfucker out of all my friends that has a driver's license, or it could have been me in the car with them, and I could have got killed as well. Never know. But nonetheless, it was a life-changing moment that should have changed somebody's life, and it didn't. So if you're struggling on there, I heard a great quote on TikTok here a couple days ago. So if you're struggling with life, I want you to hear this, all right? First of all, don't wait for that moment. Don't wait for the life-changing, life-altering situation to change. Because you might not survive it, and it might kick you back down. Like, put you in a place where it might get worse. And sometimes we get kicked down, when these life-altering situations happen, whether or not, you get evicted like us, like we did 2 years ago. Best thing that ever happened to us, honestly. Even though we lost our pets, it's one of the best things that ever happened to us. We're in a really nice place now, and our fucking landlord's badass. But the quote went like this. I feel like I can say it right. A bottle of water. If you buy a bottle of water out of a vending machine, say at Walmart, you get a generic bottle of water, it's only 50 cents. If you go to, say, a concert venue, okay, if you go to a concert venue to buy water, you're going to be paying like $4 to $5 a bottle. If you're on an airplane, right, if you're flying from, wherever you live to across the country, your bottle of water is going to cost you $6 to $8, depending on who you fly with, which is fucking outrageous. The same thing, right? It's the same water. It's all H2O. The only thing that changes it is its location, right? So maybe if you feel like you don't have any value in this world, maybe you're not where you're supposed to be. And now that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be in a certain relationship or you shouldn't be in a certain marriage, because I don't believe that. I don't believe that with me and Charisse. I'm very unhappy. I was very unhappy. Something's changed here in the last month. That has changed me completely, because I'm not idealistic anymore. I'm not suicidal at all. I look for it too. I look for it, and I can't find it, which is pretty amazing to me. And I call that, like I was telling Cerise last night, I call that emotional progress. But she's the one with the who's the psych major, so who knows? Anyway, like I said, maybe it's your location, could be your job, could be your mindset, could be where you're living. Could be your marriage. Everybody will make and strike a different definition to, that phrase. But I love you guys very much. I'm back podcasting now. I'm starting making more live content. It's kind of like when I was doing it before, like I've been podcasting for like the last couple months, but I've been second guessing myself and I haven't been making the content. I get so far into, a podcast episode, and it wouldn't feel right. I scream at the top of my lungs, I'd erase it, and I'd go inside, And so we've been paying this premium podcast service for 2 months, and we haven't been using it. So anyway, I love you guys very much. BariatricBadass.com is no longer, for now. We're just gonna, click through this and do what we can to help people the best that we can. Get through life, stand by your side as you go through and what you're going through, whatever it is. Feel free to leave a comment if you have like a podcast idea or a question. We turn your question into a podcast episode. Love you guys very much. Take care of yourself, and for sure, take care of each other. Peace.